We all know experimental jazz can be pretty weird. You got some slapping on strings, some spitting into trumpets, maybe some random banging on piano keys. Much like an abstract artist can drip paint over a canvas and call it art, an avant-garde musician can draw sounds with his or her instrument and call it music. Whether or not you find the style agreeable is another issue. What's important is that there's a theory, a plan, a purpose. And that's exactly what Soundspace is trying to prove. The musicians perform compositions written in a style called graphic notation. Graphic because on paper, the pieces look more like works of art rather than the traditional five-line staff you and I are familiar with. Soundspace's grand finale at the Blanton centered around an Anthony Braxton composition simply entitled Number 19. Braxton is a well-known avant-garde jazz composer, and his Number 19 is a perfect example of how powerful graphic notation is. On paper, the piece looks more like a doodle of a camel, but when interpreted by a skillful conductor, becomes an elaborate score for 100 tubas. James Seiler, professor of music at UT San Antonio, was there to witness it.
You know, I've heard about that piece and I've read about it, but you know, if you weren't here, you missed it. It was quite a sound.
This is how it went down. You're inside the Blanton's main atrium and it's crowded. The clock strikes 3:23 and you're beginning to wonder how this thing's gonna start, but no one has any idea. Suddenly, you hear a low rumble. It's coming from the back door. You see tuba players enter the atrium in single file line. They're each holding down an ominous bass note. It's almost frightening. Once all in, the 100 tubas split into four groups of 25. One group is blasting loud notes, another staying completely silent, the other two taking turns whispering mad noise. All this from a drawing, you begin to wonder? 20 minutes pass by when, without warning, this force of nature starts marching out the museum. Bewildered attendees follow them, and you do too, only by the time you've adjusted to the sunlight, the tuba players have gotten so far you can barely hear them. And that's how it ended. Pretty wild, right? And you're probably still wondering what the theory behind all this is. Damon Smith has the answer.
The term for this sort of music traditionally is creative music, and I think Braxton and those guys coined that term, and it means any music that requires the creativity of the musician to complete the score.
Damon played his upright bass at the event. Sometimes he used his bow, other times he just improvised. He explained to me how music scores aren't whole by themselves.
Part of the theory is that nothing is, right? Bach is not whole until you play it, and a good interpreter is gonna deal with Bach in a special way.
Seems music needs that human element, and thanks to Soundspace, audiences saw that firsthand. Only, not in a music venue, but inside an art museum. You can find out more about Soundspace and other Blanton events at blantonmuseum.org. For KUTX, I'm Ivan Brave.